Let us pray. Holy One, we encounter you in the strangest places and in the strangest stories. Show us the way to you through those stories or in spite of them. Amen. Some of you know the author E.B. White, who wrote, among other things, Charlotte's Web. And E.B. White wrote, "If the world were merely seductive, that would be easy. If it were merely challenging, that would be no problem. But I rise in the morning torn between a desire to save the world, a desire to savor the world. This makes it hard to plan my day." And later on, a poet, Richard Gilbert, and author, based a poem on this. He wrote, "I arise in the morning torn between the desire to save the world and to savor it, to serve life or enjoy it. To savor the world or to save it? The question beats in upon the waiting moment. To savor the sweet taste of my own joy or to share the bitter cup of my neighbor. To celebrate life with exuberant step or to struggle for the life of the heavy laden. What am I to do?" In the days when it used to be legal to have a fire on the beach down here at Garry Point, we'd make a fire there, hot dogs and other things. We'd bring green sticks and cut the bark off, peel it off. We'd wrap biscuit dough around it, and in the gloaming of the summer's evening, we'd cook doughboys and fill them with jam, and we'd cook marshmallows. We'd watch as the last glows of the sun went down on the sea's horizon. Slightly burnt, sticky fingers, sleepy children, sand and chocolate, the taste of sweet and burnt left in our mouths. I, too, am torn by my desire to save the world and my desire to savor the world. And like E.B. White, it sometimes makes it hard to plan my day or my life. When Jesus came to rest at the home of Mary and Martha, he'd walked for miles every day for years. In his last weeks, as the storms of empire and violence and fear gathered around him and the people of Jerusalem, he walked miles every day. And on a day when he and the disciples had returned to Bethany, he stretched out his cracked and weary feet, and Mary, or another woman, depending on the story, brought water and cloths and sweet oil and took his feet in her hands and washed them. And understanding that something terrible was coming, understanding perhaps better than the other disciples, she wept over his feet as she wiped them. She rubbed sweet oil into the cracked feet so that the scent of oil rose over the household. And in that moment, both Mary and Jesus savored something profoundly simple in the world. But as the scent of oil rose, so a question rose. Can I savor the world when I'm trying to save it? Is there room for joy and small indulgence in the midst of the struggle for the soul of the world? There is not an easy answer to that. But Jesus answers, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you. You do not always have me." So first, part of the answer, remember Christ. Every day, we both savor the world and try to save it. And oh, so often we are asked to set priorities for ourselves and for others. Jesus spoke mostly to the poor. Their moments to savor the world were few. Our moments to savor the world are many. We have good food and good drink, but our choices can affect others. And in our desire for more, we can forget that the moments to savor are usually the most simple. A family gathered on a beach on a summer's night is a memory I will hold long after The memories of the expensive restaurant meal are gone. But savoring the world is not just a passing moment or an unimportant indulgence. Savoring the world can be vitally important to who we are and how we live in the world. There is a new program for youth at risk in the U.S., run by a Christian organization, and it has been successful through their emphasis on savoring the world and seeing the world. Its success rates at moving youth from drug abuse and street life to stable and happy lives is based on that idea that the world offers wonder and beauty, not just hardship and misery to be worked through and escaped from. A new technique has been provided to people suffering from anxiety attacks. It's very simple. It's based on the fact that in the middle of an anxiety attack, people's focus narrows. They literally get tunnel vision as part of the fight or flight response, and their senses are often shut down or focused on only one thing, and often the frightening thing. Instead, the therapists say, do this. Look around. Count five things you can see. Count four things you can hear. Count three things you can smell. Count two things you can touch. One thing you can smell. Sorry, one thing you can taste. Literally savor the world. Use your senses. We live in a political climate where fear is used to manage people's expectations and deliberately to push us into tunnel vision. It's easy to look to America right now and see how that's playing out. And we saw it in our own federal election, and we see it in Europe. But fear narrows our understanding of our choices, and so does anger. Fear that our lives will change can move us away from life-giving choices to choices that only bring death of the soul. So first, look to Christ as Mary did. And second, savor the world, widen your vision. Try it. Take joy in it. First, count five things you can see. Count four things you can hear if I stop talking. Your own breathing counts. Three things you can smell. Two things you can touch. One thing you could taste. We are forced into choices we don't want because we can't see an alternative. We avoid choices because we don't see what's actually before us. Sometimes what we don't see is people. Mary saw somewhere she could help. Jesus' cracked and tired feet, and a way of tending to those feet that could be lifted into something greater, into a sensory experience for everyone. The next day, those feet would walk those miles of dusty and rocky roads again, a small comfort on the way to save the world. For us, savoring the world can be as simple as stepping outside on a rainy day. That day when you hadn't wanted to go out and just stopping to wonder at what you smell could be that way. May the world bring you joy in this. May savoring the world bring you back to Christ. Savor the earth. Savor relationships. Savor the touch of a hand in kindness. Savor the scent of something lovely. Savor the wine of friendship and the taste of all good things that Christ has provided. Amen.